with a calf, they'd call that tripe. And they'd call the pig chitlins.
Okay. If it's time to feed the stock and do the chores, you say it is...
feeding time.
Okay, and when you call to the cows to get them from the pasture, what might you say?
I used to say, I had one cow that I could holler, "Come on, baby," and she'd come, the whole herd would come around. But when the baby started, all the rest of them started. That's what I call that calf, you got that cow, you know.
Uh-huh.
I say, "Come on, baby." Just holler loud, "Come on, baby," and the whole herd would come.
What about if you were milking a cow and you wanted it to stand still? Did you ever have anything that you said?
Yeah, say, "Saw now."
Did you ever have anything different that you used to call the calves? Just the calves?
You're trying to get holler, "Soup cow, soup cow," is that what you...
That might be one, yeah.
Is that what you're trying to get?
Uh-huh.
Soup cow, soup cow. I think that's the word that a lot of folks use.
Okay, did you ever have to call to any mules or horses to make... Well, when you have a mule or a horse and you want them to go left or right, did you have any calls?
Oh, yes. You said if you want them to go right, you said G, and left, you'd say ha. And to stop, you'd say whoa, and to go, you'd say get up.
Okay.
I don't know who started those funny.
Let's see. You just about covered all of them. Let's see. How do you call hogs to feed them?
Pee, 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 pee.
Okay, what about to sheep? To get them in from the pasture?
I wouldn't know. I'd have food with any sheep.
Because you didn't have sheep. Okay. How do you call your chickens when you're feeding
chicken,
them?
Chicken, chicken, chicken,
chicken. And if you want to get the horses ready to go somewhere, what would you say? I want to. When you get the horses ready, say
you
I
want
to.
You want to gear them or harness? Gear them or harness them?
Okay. Well. When you're driving a horse, what do you hold in your hand?
Reins. Or lines.
What do you put your feet into when you're riding horseback?
Stirrup.
And if you have two horses, the horse on the left is called what? Like when you plow with two horses, what do you call the one that walks in the furrow?
It's a furrow horse.
The one on the left. See, now you know more about this than I do. I don't know if the fur horse and the one on the left are the same or not, but have you ever heard any of those terms?
No, we never did refer to them like that.
You don't remember what you referred to them as, though?
Just the left and right.
Okay. If something is not right near at hand, you say it's just a little blank over. If something like... If that farm over there isn't real close, you'd say it's just a little
further.